Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing? Ooh, it is Sunday stroll today, and I'm finally going to do a podcast out of Fletcher Moss. I have done them before, but I've ended up, say, breaking my phone and losing it all. And so I'm back in Fletcher Moss. I've literally just walked through Parsonage Gardens. I'm going to do like a little video as well to like put on this. And post like a little video on Instagram as well. But this is going to just be obviously for the podcast as well. So yeah, check out my Instagram at Jack Francis Johnson. Post loads of stuff, what I'm doing, what I've been up to, what I've been about. So normally when I come to Fletcher Moss, I walk through the Parsonage Gardens first. And it's beautiful, like it's absolutely amazing, man. It's volunteers who look after the gardens and stuff. I know obviously the council do as well. And I'm hopefully going to potentially get someone on at some point, a friend of a friend. Big shout out to Nick. I know her dad works here, so I'm hopefully going to she's definitely going to come on at some point. But obviously she's a busy bee. Because she's absolutely smashing it at the moment. I'm proper proud of her, man. So big shout out to Nick. And hopefully get a dad or, like, say, someone from the park. Because I'm going to put it out here now, because this is, again, I've noticed listening back to these. And what I do is I normally listen back to them once and I just post them. Like, I don't really, I don't edit them, you know, that for by now. Pull my neck. Just while it's in my head, just want to say a massive shout out to everyone listening and sharing it and liking it. And honestly, it still baffles me, like, how many people listen to this. It's mad. But again, it's great because it's me, like I say, it's me being open and honest and putting myself out there and sharing. Do you know what I mean? Sharing what I do, how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. And it's nice to, I know I've had messages off people, like, I'm not going to name names or anything, but, you know, they've like thanked me, and that is honestly, man, that's so nice. It's it proper gets me when I get messages like that. So thank you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. And like I said, at the first one I've started now, so I'm gonna just keep going. And it's really nice because I feel like I'm a bit like an onion. Do you know what I mean? There's layers to everyone, but especially to me. And even though I obviously do what I do. I am quite a private person, but then I've realised I've got to, and obviously there's always going to be things that I'm going to be private with, and certain things that I'll never say. I think that's the key as well. You can't just be, you know, put everything out there, put your whole self out there, because you know you're vulnerable then, to be perfectly honest, if you do that. But I'm becoming a lot more comfortable doing it, and a lot more Well, there you go, here's one. Michaela, Mika Miller, check her out, follow her on Instagram. She's, like I say, she's doing her album at the moment, but she's already got, you know, music out there, so go and follow her and support her and get behind her, because she's absolutely smashing at the moment. I'm proper proud of her. And obviously I get to see how she works, and she absolutely just... She's just, her work ethic is proper inspired me. It's really given me like a kick up the bum, which I think we all need, to be perfectly honest, every now and then. I think sometimes we get content. I know I do, because I do work hard, and I know I do, and I'm not afraid to admit that. Some people are like, "Oh, man, you do so much. Like, do you ever have, you know, jack of all trades, you know, master of none type of thing?" And my dad was saying it the other day. He was like, "Mate, you just need to focus, you know. Focus on one thing." But I agree with him up to a point, but at the end of the day, like, we're all different, aren't we? We've all got our ways of doing things, and he's right in the sense I need to, you know, focus on one thing, one task, and then crack on. But my mind works differently, and I'm happy to admit that now. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like everybody else. We're all different at the end of the day, but I am a bit weird and wonderful. And I think as an artist, and you know, again, me even saying that now is puts a smile on my face, because I feel like I am now. Do you know what I mean? It's it took me a long time to say that, because I didn't feel like I had the, you know, had the right to, really, whereas now I do, because I'm about it. I'm not just talking about it, I'm doing it. like this right now. This is creating. It's Sunday, I'm walking through Fletcher Moss. Obviously, I don't know if I keep saying hello to people. I apologise if it sounds great. Again, this is what it is. This is what's happening, man. We're in the elements, man. We're in Mother Nature. It's so nice to be here. I'm so happy being here. Again, that's what can work for me. Going back to last night. So Saturday night, we're normally back in the day we'd be out. So we obviously we're staying in. We're drinking our herbal teas, and we're talking about writing stuff down and doing it. And it's true, man. If you write something down, you're 70% more likely to do it. There's like a stat like that, and that's the way I work. I know it. I know it deep down. But when I do write stuff down, I actually get it done. I feel that thing where I can tick it off and I feel productive. And again, just writing it down is a huge thing. You know, I have so many bloody things going around in my head. I'm trying to create loads of stuff. And then it gets to a point where I end up not doing it because, say, there's something else will pop in my head or someone will give us a bell or, you know, another job will come up. And then I forget actually what I want to do. And this year, I made a promise to myself that, there's certain things I want to achieve this year. Certain goals, and I'm determined to get them done. And it's again, some are little things, some are big things. And again, I'm going to share them on here with you. And then hopefully, in a year's time or whenever they get done, you'll be like, oh, bloody hell, he said that, do you know what I mean, or whatever. And again, so some of them I'll share with you, obviously, some are more personal to me. So we did that last night, so we're drinking our herbal teas. And we wrote a list, and it was going to be like a couple of points. We ended up writing like a full A4 page with about 10, 20 things to do. And it was really good because it was nice just to see it in front of you and actually get it out of your head and be like, right, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. That's what I need to do. I need to do that before I can do that. And just actually writing it down and putting it on paper. And then reading it to each other, we were like, oh right, pull my neck. And then a couple other things happened, and then I was like, oh well, what are you doing, Tuesday? Because I basically said to her, like, you need to start filming some of your stuff, your sessions and stuff like that. Because like I say, I'm a huge fan anyway, like regardless. But obviously she's my friend now, so I want to try and help her as much as I can. And that's where she's working on a documentary, so she knows about filming and all that anyway, like, it's not that, but obviously it's very hard to film yourself if you're performing it, do you know what I mean? Like, it's doable, but again, it's sometimes you need somebody else to do it, and again, teamwork is the dream work, mate, do you know what I mean? It's like, it really happens. It's like, you've got to kind of have a little word with yourself and realise, like, actually, if you want to achieve something, you need help from other people. And for a long time, I've known that all along, because again, it's sport is a big thing for me. We're always working in teams. I never really did anything. I always liked working in a team. And again, oh yeah, big shout out to me. Session or something, because basically on Thursday, yeah, it's Thursday, wasn't it? I've come in, I'm knackered, I've done like two different jobs in the day, absolutely shattered, you know what I mean? I had a long day, early start, late finish, But again, love it, man. I love the grind, man. I love putting those hours in, because I know it's not, I'm not just earning money. That's going to allow me to do the stuff I want to do. So I come home, I'm just thinking, I can't wait to get and cook. I love cooking. I really enjoy cooking. Fortunately, I was brought up in kitchens, do you know what I mean? Like, my mum always kind of got us involved to do stuff. And again, I always enjoyed it. It was something I love food, man. I'm a bit of a foodie. I'm quite like all different types of food, all different cultures. And again, being from Manchester, you get such a great opportunity to try all these things. We used to live next door to a Chinese couple. He, funny enough, had a chippy. Shout out to a man like Tony, absolute bad man. He was sick. He used to bring us like loads of like Cantonese food, and then grew up with a lot of Pakistani and Indian friends playing cricket at Burnage Cricket Club. So obviously you'd always try different types of food. Shout out to Esrick, shout out to the Pull Up, amazing restaurant in Manchester, just in the northern quarter, opposite Band on the Wall. Shout out to my boy Ez. If you know Manchester, his dad runs Cool Runnings, which is like the best Jamaican gaff in the game. Do you know what I mean? So I grew up on that food, like all different types of Thai, like just, mate, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it, so I need to stop. But do you know what I mean? Like, food is a big, and it's a huge thing. It's something that everyone has to eat, isn't it? So it brings people together, and cooking is a big thing. You know, I enjoy doing it. I get in, put some music on, and that's me. Some people are like, you're mad. But that's, to me, that's why I enjoy it. It gives me comfort, and then obviously, I get to enjoy the meal. And what I do, I normally cook quite a lot. So then I've got it for the next couple of days then, because obviously I'm out and about all the time. And, you know, in the past, and, you know, I've lost ridiculous amounts of weight at times because I've just not been eating, you know, I've not been looking after myself. And this year I'm going to look after myself. It's something, again, you've got to look after number ones sometimes, boys and girls, you know what I mean? You've got to, and it's all well and good me saying all these things and giving advice or giving my opinion, but if I'm not looking after myself, or, you know, it's a bit redundant, isn't it? So, it's not a bad word, is it? Redundant, word of the day there. Well, I'll have a better one by the end of the podcast. But yeah, so all I wanted to do was just go in and cook a scran, do you know what I mean? That's all I wanted to do. And I totally forgot, like, all the band was in there, do you know what I mean, rehearsing. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I was a bit like, oh, bloody hell, man, do you know what I mean? But then it was like, just stop yourself for a second. It's only because I'm knackered and I'm hungry, not anything, you know, like, substantial all day, apart from, like, the eggs in the morning and a couple of Kind bars and stuff. Shout out to Kind as well. And my boy Ash. And, yeah, do you know what I mean? So at first I was just like, oh, you know, woe is me type of thing. Like, oh, bloody, you know. And then I was just like, obviously I heard him playing. Like, literally it was a second thought. Like. And then I'm just like, hang on a minute. You've got amazing, amazing artists performing in your kitchen. And again, I get to hear what Michaela's doing on her album. So I get to hear it, and I get to see it, and then I get to hear it live and see it. And I know, like, shout out to Adisa, who's a sick drummer, I know a couple of the band now, and Ellie, the backing singers, and all. And hopefully I'll get them on at some point, do you know what I mean? Because they're really cool, creative people as well, and I've got amazing stories. Like, me and Adisa were on set once together, and we were both like, yes, bro. And that's always a nice feeling when you bump into someone you know on set. And so I remember I walked out, because I thought, I need to go to the shop and get, like, some chopped tomatoes or something. And I'm at, you know what January's like, absolutely skint. I feel like I've been skint for the bloody whole month because I had to get my phone fixed, which cost me an arm and a leg. I had to get my bike, me and my brother's bike fixed. Just one of them, you know, when you just think, like, February, please come, man, because I need to eat, man. Like, and obviously waiting on paydays and stuff like that. Hello. Beautiful dog, that. Hey, guys, you all right? Yeah, so I end up going to the shop around the corner, and I end up ringing my boy Tom. Shout out to Edo, and he was just like, hung on the way to footy, and he was like, lad, just go in there, mate, and you know, get involved. Do you know what I mean? Just get involved. Hello. Oh my god, Dalmatians. Anyway, I love Dalmatians. Probably because of the film, but I think they're well cute. And he was just like, lad, get involved. Do you know what I mean? He was just like, go back down, get involved. He was like, because he's been like one of my best mates, but he doesn't realise. I know I do it to him when he rings me up when he's a bit down or out, and I, you know, flip it on him and make, you know, and that's what you do. That's what true friendship is, man. Sometimes you've got to listen to, you know, and let people vent. Do you know what I mean? And just give them solid advice. And he does the exact same to me. And you know, he's one of my best mates, man. He's my brother, man. And the same with his family. I love his family, man. They're always looking out for me. And yeah, man. He's the same with me though. With confidence. Like sometimes he doubts himself. Do you know what I mean? And I do it, and he's like, lad, what? He's like, you're mad. Do you know what I mean? He's like, he proper just has, because he's Scouse, he's so passionate, man. Like, he's just proper like, he's like, lad. Do you know what I mean? He's like, come on, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, a little bit of a telling off in a good way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think we all need that sometimes. We need that bit of a, like I say, bit of a kick up the arse or whatever. Oh, is that the first time I swore? Say, I didn't really swear, is it? But have you noticed I'm trying to stop swearing? I'm trying my best anyway. Using my vocab. And so after speaking to him, you know when you're just like, you're bloody right, mate, you know, you bang on there. And I've gone back in and I say, I'm not at the point yet to put myself out there with the music, even though, as with those guys, because again, they're just like amazing professional performers, so I'm getting there. I'd say I'm writing a lot more, and the other day I read out some of the stuff that I've, you know, my brother was just like, you know, and that's the thing with my brother, he'll say how he is, man. He's, you know, if anything, he'll stub me out, do you know what I mean? Because that's just the banter we have. It's just what you have as best mates, brothers, like, we've got that. But even he was like, wow, so you need to get that on the track, you mate, because that's real. And again, it's raw, because he gets it. Some of it, you know, some people will be like, oh yeah, that's okay, but he knows what certain meanings are, and like double entendres, and that's why I love freestyling and I love hip hop and rap, and even though I don't really grime, and even though I'm not really too sure if that's the genre it is, but I suppose it is, because I'm not singing, do you know what I mean? And even though maybe on a couple of tracks I might sing, even though, you know, I've not really got a singer's voice, but again, it's something, again, I'm, you know, that's what scares me, to be perfect honest, putting myself out there. So I know I need to do it because it's challenging, and again, it's something I'm absolutely like, but again, I'm gonna do it because I'm writing every day now, and I've wanted to do it for years, for absolute years. So that's one of my big aims. That, yeah, this I will share with you, and I've said it before on the podcast, like, that's, you know, that is happening this year. It's already happening as we speak, in the sense of, like, I've got, you know, big up, shout out to my boy Mason. He's been working on some tracks of me, and this kid's super talented, you know. Got a couple other producers who've got in touch, and it's weird, man. Shout out to my boy Little D as well, who's like a sick grime MC, mate. Like, Little's in there, P Money, man. Like, the other day he followed me, and it was just mad, because it was just like, you know, I've grew up listening to my guy, man, and he messaged me, and I messaged, you know, and he followed me, and I messaged him just saying thank you, do you know what I mean? He was like, yes, brother, I appreciate it, and, you know, at some point I'm going to, you know, make sure, I'd like to say, I'll send him my music type of thing, and, you know, hopefully he'll be like, that's all right, that, mate, oh, it's not too bad, and, you know, if he says it's rubbish, but I'd respect him, do you know what I mean? Because he's about it, and he's, like I say, he's a big inspiration for me, so I just want a big shout out to Littles, because he, like, that blew me away this week, man. And that's the power of social media, do you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's like we can contact each other now, and it's absolutely mad. Like, I commented on, like, something Michael Flatley did the other day, like, and, like, when I was a kid, I did Irish dancing for, like, a year, because basically I fancied loads of girls who did it, so I wanted to go and do it, and I loved it, but I enjoyed it, and I loved dancing, even when I was a kid. But again, it was that thing where it's like, right, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? But it was that was amazing. Like, I learned so much doing that. It was unbelievable. And obviously, it got to a point where it got in the way of football and stuff, so I was like, yo, I want to play footy with my mates. But I'll never forget dancing on a bloody, because it was freezing cold one day, dancing during the warm-up. I remember my boy Johnny McGreevy was just like, lad, do it, man, show it. And I knew they were just like, yo, that's sick, do you know what I mean? And they backed it and it was mint. They'd probably taken a piss as well, to be fair, but it was that thing where it was like, I was good at it, do you know what I mean? Like, I used to make a joke, I was like, I'm not even Irish, do you know what I mean? Which obviously I am, I've got roots, and like, big shout out to everyone in Ireland as well. I know a few people in Ireland listen to this, so yeah, man, hopefully I'm going to come there this year as well. And go, you know, go and see some friends I've got over there and hopefully get them on the podcast as well. And, oh God, what have I done? Chatting away, I've lost my thought. This is what happens on this podcast. But again, it's me just sharing, innit? Like, I wouldn't have dreamed of sharing that years ago. Do you know what I mean? I'd always be like, you know, thinking one day, oh, the picture's going to come of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I'm dead. But again, I'm proud of that, man. I'm proud to say I've done it. And it was amazing. And again, any young athlete, that's why I was successful doing sport, and why today I still get to work with these amazing athletes. Like, I've got one next week. I've got amazing guests lined up next week. And that's all come through that. And it's, again, it's mad when I think about it. It's absolutely mad. But again, that's my life. That's what I've always been. Do you know what I mean? I've always had that drive which athletes have. And it's the same with artists and performers. Creative people. And it's the same with all different, you know, any successful entrepreneurs or anyone, you know, anyone who's successful, they're disciplined, and it's mindset, and it's visualizing your success. Like, that's a huge thing. I remember having a lecture in uni about that, about visualization. And it's so true. It's like, if you want something, write it down. Think about you doing it. Picture yourself doing that. Like, I do it all the time with certain things. And it's like, then when I do them, I'm not overawed by them. I'm almost like, it's a weird feeling, because you're like, oh, this is not what I expected it to be. That's kind of the feeling that happens. You're like, oh, right. It's not, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, but I'm loving it. And you kind of take it in a little bit more than, say, you would do if you've not, you know, envisioned it, type of thing. That might not sound, some people might be like, what are you talking about here, mate? But I know certain people will listen to that and be like, that's exactly what it's like. Because, it's happened to me, where it's certain things where you're just like, rass, like, I didn't expect that. And then, again, something else will happen off the back of it. And again, it's just putting yourself out there. And it's amazing once you kind of let go. And, oh yeah, here we go, coming back round. So basically, I'm going to film Mika and I think one of her sax players on Tuesday, because it's about creating content and then putting it out there. And basically, what happened the other day was on Thursday. I went in, did all that, spoke to Tom. He sorted my head out, came back in, went back upstairs. Ended up doing like a little bit of work, but I couldn't really work, because obviously when you've got like a nine-piece band, and like Mika's voice is insane, man. It's like, it's so powerful. Like, when she sings, like, I actually just, like, I stop doing stuff, do you know what I mean? I think of things. Like I say to her, when she sings things, I start thinking about the films I want to make and how that's going to be perfectly in a soundtrack or a score in a film. Which to some people be like, that's great, but that's just the way I think. That's what her music does to me. It makes me think about things. And I think that's, hopefully, the music I'm going to do will hopefully do that for certain people. You know, some people will be like, I don't understand the words you've just said there. But then some people will be like, rass, like, that's raw. Like, I can totally understand what you're saying. And then some people won't get it. Some people will and won't. But again, that's what being creative and putting yourself out there is. It's not about what, it's about, you know, if you can do it, do it. And I know I can do it. And I think that's what it is. It's finally clicked in my head now, where I was saying it to our kid, where it's like a light switch. And what's happened in the past is, I've turned it on sometimes, but then I've not paid the bill, so the lecky goes off. out, and it's always going to run out. Whereas now, what I've done is I've given myself time and effort, and actually, really, you know, sat myself down and had a word with myself, and stopped making excuses, basically, and really, like, say, had a thought of, like, well, right, you've been doing this for a little while, and you've kind of got one foot in the game, and you've done some amazing thing. Like, again, I get some people message me, and it's, don't get me wrong, every message I get, I truly, like, love them, so please keep them up, man. And they're like, yo, you're killing it, or, yo, that's sick. And in my head, I'm like, mate, if they could look at what I'm doing, I'm eating, like, beans on toast. Do you know what I mean? I've got no money in the bank, but I'm happy. And, like, that's the key, man. Happiness is key. And I know money will come, do you know what I mean? Because, again, I know my worth now. Whereas in the past, I haven't. I've just like, yeah, I'll do that. And you've always got to, you know, if you get an opportunity, sometimes you have just got to go and do it. But for me now, I know for myself, there's certain things that I want to do. Like make my own films, like make my own music. And I've had a kind of an amazing ride so far, and I've got to see amazing artists, I've got to perform with amazing artists, I've got to get paid to work with them, which is mad when you think about it, for someone who's not actually, you know, gone to drama school or studied music or anything like that. But that's why I want to and share this with you, because I just want to hopefully inspire someone who's thinking like I've been thinking back in the day, where it's like, I can't really do that because I've not got the qualifications, or I've not got the... It's not about that. If you're about it, you're about it. If you want to make a film, start filming stuff. If you want to do music, start writing, start playing, learn how the guitar. That's the thing now. It's not like back in the day where it was very difficult to, do you know what I mean? There was, whereas now it's like, mate, go to the library and look on the internet. Click on YouTube, how to play the guitar. That's all I do. That's it. You'd be like, oh, right, you can't get a guitar. Well, go to a bloody, what's it called? An old music shop and say, yeah, mate, can I come in here and do something for, you know, and get a guitar if I work, you know, if I clean something up for you? Or go to a car boot, there'll be one there. Go to someone who plays a guitar, I guarantee I'll have about 20 guitars, and there's one that they don't even use and they're not asked about, and be like, mate, can I have that? And I'll give you 20 quid when I get paid. That's what it's about. And I've been doing it for years. I've always been a bit too proud to ask for things. Always been a little bit like, oh. Whereas now it's like, mate, I'm not. It's, you know, shy boys do not get sweets, man. And it's so true. Whereas now it's like, what's the worst going to say? No. All right, then, safe. And then next time they ask you for something, then you can be like, well, no. And that doesn't mean, you know, not in a snide way, but it just, that's the way it works, isn't it? Or you'll be a better person and say, yeah. And then they'll remember that. And they'll remember that about you, where you were like, yeah, I did give someone a chance, I did give someone an opportunity. And that's what it's about, man. I had someone, you know, my boy Mike the other day messaged me about, you know, some shoots and some studios and stuff. And I was just like, da, 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 da. use this one. And it's difficult for me now, because I get people message me, and I've got loads of different mates who are photographers, makeup artists, have studios. So for me, it's even harder now, because I'm like, well, that person could really do with the money, or that person could, you know, I know they're really good at that particular kind of thing. And, you know, I just give him the options, and then he was asking more, and he was a bit like, oh, sorry, bro. And I was like, don't apologise, brother. It's cool, man. I'm glad to help you. You need anything, shout me, ring us, bell us. I will happily do that. I'm never too busy for people like that. Like day one people who I know love and respect me, and I love and respect them. Like, I grew up with their family. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I love the fact they come to me. Do you know what I mean? Because I know I'm like their, you know, yeah, well, I know, I like to think, I know, I hope they do think that, like, I'm like their big brother. Do you know what I mean? I look at them as my little bros. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing, we're all adults now. So it's like, we're not little kids anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's like, mate, if you need any help, just bell us up, bro. It's not a problem at all. Because I do that for other people. Yeah, I do that for myself. If I'm struggling, I will ring people up. Whereas in the past, I wouldn't. I just push it down or try and figure it out, get a bit frustrated, and then just be like, oh. And then I wouldn't bother with it then. It's like, I tell you a good example of that. I'm working on this documentary now about Brendan. Shout out to Brendan and all the old Powers boys. Shout out to Kane, Loz, all the boys. And I'm working on this documentary at the moment, and he was asking me, he's like, oh mate, can you send me that footage? And because the file was so big, I couldn't send it off my phone, and my phone was messed up anyway. I was trying to do it over Christmas. I was knackered. I'd just done that job in Amsterdam and Iceland with the Video Ink Boys. Shout out to them. And I was just getting so frustrated, you know, when you just, and I think it was just coming to the end of the year. I was knackered. I was exhausted. And I just was getting so frustrated. It was just getting to the point where I was just like, I'm going to chuck this phone and laptop away because it's just doing my nutting. But again, it was that thing where I like, took a step back, spoke to my boy Dyson, and you know he's been on the podcast, and he was just like, oh, just use my email and do that. And it was just kind of like, oh yeah, it was so simple. And you know, when you do, and he laughed at me, do you know what I mean? He was just like, you rang me up the other week about this, like, what have you been doing? Do you know what I mean? Just like, you know, real proper, like, nonchalant, like, proper, like, what have you been doing, mate? Like, and it was just like, mate, I don't even know if I made up my ass, all this stuff. And he was just kind of like, mate, just do that. It's dead easy. Like, but again, it's only easy if you know it, innit? That's the thing. But again, he just made me, you know, that thing where someone, like, again, I think it is, it's a, when someone can take the mick out of you, or someone can, sorry, like, take the piss a little bit. Shouldn't say that, take the mick. That's derogatory, isn't it, to the Irish, apparently. But do you know what I mean? It's like, it's again, it's only easy if you know it, innit? But sometimes you do just need to take a little step back, have a little look in the mirror, have a laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you cry. And realise, like, do you know what? You're getting frustrated and upset about something that is easily attainable. You just need to actually sit down and stop for a second, take a breath and think about it logically. And I think that's what we need to do in general now. I think we're so, like, I noticed myself, I think we're so quick to jump the gun, and it happens with social media, where people just comment on stuff, and it's just, and then you get these flashes, you know, sometimes if people flash back on things, you know, like Facebook, or, you know, this has happened, time ops or whatever it is. And you see them and you think, and look, fortunate for me, because again, just the way I am, it's normally it's pictures or a quote. But every now and then you'll get one and you think, why did I say that? And I know for other people it must be even worse, because some of the stuff people put on, I just think, wow, that's really putting yourself out like that or whatever. And again, that's them, innit? I don't judge, that's how they roll. But you've got to remember, there's a, all this is on there now. This is all going to be looked back on over the years, do you know what I mean? It's all out there. So you've got to think about what you're actually putting out. And that's, again, that's why I'm very grateful for the opportunity to do this. But also, I'm very conscious of the stuff I put out there now. So, it don't get me wrong, of course I could put negative stuff on and stuff like that, and every now and then I do. Hey, mate, aye. But for me, again, I've got a platform now. I know there's people who follow me who actually look up to me, which is mad when I think about it, but it's true. And that's, I've got to take that seriously. I've got to, you know, and that doesn't mean that, you know, be fake and just put a load of fake stuff on. And no, if anything, it's made me realize, like, I need to be truthful. I need to be open and honest. I need to tell people, this is how it is. This is what I do. But again, hopefully inspire and motivate people and show and share with the mistakes I've made. Because again, I made tons, I mean, absolutely loads. But again, a setback set up for a comeback. And you learn more from them than you do from the wins. It's so true, it's so true. And look at examples to see that. It's just, there's a football analogy, it's like City and United. Like, City lost a couple of games. We've been on a run now where we've not been beaten. Same with United. United had a, you know, I know you can say about the manager or whatever, but they've been on an amazing run now for 8 games. And I say I'm a blue all day, but again, I get to work with United. you know, quite a bit over the years. It's great to see Jesse and Marcus doing really well. They're local lads who played for the same football club as I played for. I'm proud of them, do you know what I mean? It's great to see. I don't get that negative, you know, we should be powering people up, man. Should be elevating people, man, not putting people down. And again, like, that's going to inspire people. And it's hopefully the same myself. Like, I'd love nothing more than someone in years to come be like, you know, I gave acting a go, or I picked up a camera, or I did something because I listened to a podcast, or I saw a picture of you and realised, like, yo, I'm from Burnage, or I'm from Manchester, or I'm from, you know, a working class background. Like, I'd love that, I genuinely would, because it's important to share these stories, because, to be honest, the media is so negative now. It's crazy. It's like, and again, a lot of it's just propaganda anyway. I don't want to go get on my eye or something, like my gran says, get on a soapbox. She's hilarious, man. She like, and by the way, hopefully you would have listened to it by now. But this is, yes, a Sunday. I'm going to post the podcast we did next week with her. And, oh, I'm so excited for that, man. It's going to be a bit of a tearjerker, but yeah, I can't wait to put that out there. Because the response I got from the last one, being in Pontypridd, was amazing. And yeah, it's just our happiness is the key. I was talking to my boy Josh, big shout out to my boy Josh. He's out in Spain at the moment, finishing off his degree. And he's, you know, he's a kid from, you know, council estate, he's from Wivenshaw, do you know what I mean? Worked his absolute butt off, mate. The kid is a grafter. Absolute grafter, works really hard, man. Like, and we only get to see him every now and then because he's here, there and everywhere. But he realised early doors, like, he was just like, the cold weather is not for me. It was just like, it's not. And I feel like that sometimes, because honestly, like, I love the sun, and I've not been in the sun for, like, I look like Buddy Casper these days, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I know I need to go away to refocus and reset and recalibrate. But also, it's just a quick one, right? If you ever feel a bit of, like, down about motivation, type in Jacko Willink, good. Type that into YouTube. If that doesn't jack you up, I don't know what will. It's epic. Whenever I'm feeling a bit down or a bit unmotivated, I just put that on. It's like a two-minute video from his podcast. Brass, absolute, just, mate, insane. Absolutely insane. But yeah, we're going back to this. And Josh messaged me the other day, sent me an amazing video. He's up in, like, the hills just outside Parma. And he was just saying, how's that for your Saturday strolls, our kid? And I loved it, man, it was amazing. And we have some really good conversations, man. Like, really, like, just back in the day, we just people, every time we'd see each other, we'd just get absolutely smashed. Because again, we'd not see each other, we'd always have some fun. One of the funniest kids, you know, like, and again, he'll be able to. The plan is to go out there this year, you know, I can't wait to go out there. I genuinely can't, and go in, you know, go out there, eat some good food, have some good conversations, talk to, you know, meet some of his friends he's made out there, you know, educating people, and just have a conversation, and get his experience about living abroad and with Brexit and all that stuff. But again, like, the key we've got at the moment is, and something that we're constantly sharing with each other, and, like, we just send each other quotes or, like little YouTube video snippets, just inspiring and motivational stuff to kind of keep us going. And it's amazing. And again, that's what's so fortunate to be able to do that. To kind of just send a little message or send a little voice. It's really important. It's really important to do that, to keep us on track, keep us motivated. And he said it to me the other day. He was just like, if you ever feel, you know, a bit down or whatever, mate, just give us a buzz or give us a message, mate, because I'm always there. And it's the same for him. Do you know what I mean? And it's amazing that. Do you know what I mean? It truly is. Again, it's just a great perspective to have. Again, the key thing we realise is happiness. And what we were talking about is how we need to let that this, your generation, like, I'm speaking from like from personal things and the working class now. It's like my mum and dad are working class, you know what I mean? Their grandpa, you know, families are working class. So we were like the first ones like, yo, you can do this, you can get to the next level. You know what I mean? You can do this, you can go to university, which is great, you know what I mean? That's cool. But then it's all about, oh, you should get this and you can have that. And in reality, it's like we forgot about what's important. What's important is health and happiness. That is the key. And it doesn't matter how much money you've got. If you've not got that, forget about it, man. I'll put money on it. I put my life on it, to be perfectly honest. That you could speak to all these multi-billionaires or whatever. If you could say to them, like, if you could have your health and happiness, how much would that, they'd write a blank check for it. Do you know what I mean? Because you get, again, you can't buy that. You just can't. Of course, you can buy all the medicines and all stuff like that, but it doesn't buy happiness. Happiness is different for all different things. It sort of depends on what you think and feel, what happiness is defined for you. Happiness for me is walking around Fletcher Moss on a Sunday. That's what that is for me, to be perfectly honest. Like, that's what makes me tick. It's, you know, being able to go to the shop, buy some nice food, going home and cooking it, putting some music on and having a nice meal. Like, that's, and it doesn't have to be dead expensive. It's just like, that's far from it. It's the little things. It's like, in a couple of weeks time, I'm going to go watch the boys play rugby. I'm absolutely like, I want to play so much. Yuck. And sometimes, like, again, I did it at the start of the season. I played a game. But after that game, I realised, was like, I can't do that again, because I can't run the risk of injury. And I know I'll probably play a game this year, but at the moment I can't, because I've got jobs booked in, and there's certain things I can't do on the Saturday. I can't commit my time. But in a couple of weeks' time, I've got a Saturday off. So I'm going to go watch the boys play, and then I'm going to go chill with my boys' show, and we're going to get the guitars out and have a jam. Like, that to me is like, I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to that so much. It's like, this next week's my mum's 60th. We bought her tickets to go watch Strictly Live last night. You should have seen her face when we told her, blooming it. Like, that to me, that's happiness. The joy on my mum's face, and my sister took a picture when we give it a bless her, and I'm in the background pulling a silly face, which is funny. But the joy on her face, like, that's what there's certain things I was saying, like, last year. I was saying there's certain things I want to do to make money so I can look after my mum and dad. That's a goal of mine. And it's not going to happen now. It might not happen this year. But I know in years to come, there's going to be a point where I'm going to be like, do you know what? I want to take my mum to, like, Wimbledon. She's never been to Wimbledon. She's always wanted to go. Like, that's a dream of mine, to take my mum to Wimbledon. Or take my dad to go watch a Six Nations game and maybe meet the players. Like, that's the type of thing now that I want to do. Now, I've said it, and I don't think they listen to the podcast, my parents. Not because they're not supportive, it's just that they're just not, they don't really listen to podcasts, they're just not really down with that. But I hope one day, well, it will happen one day, because I'm determined for it to happen, so, and I've said it on air now, so, like, that's happiness to me. Like, that will make my blooming, that'll make my year, that. You know, going down to see my gran this year and getting to have a couple of days off and just spending time with her, like, that's happiness. And you take it for granted sometimes, the little things. So hopefully this will make you think, like, oh, maybe I'll text me or go visit my grandparent or my family or a friend, or go and do something for yourself. That'd be ideal. Go and do something for yourself, which it might just be go for a walk, or just go and do something that's just for you. It might be writing something down. It might be reading a book. I've started reading a book. I don't know if I mentioned it in the last podcast, about the creator of Nike. And it's fascinating, man. Like, there's so many things that we have in common that I can resonate with. And it's just, oh, wow. And that's important to do, is reading. Like, I've stopped doing it, and I always enjoy reading, always have done. I always struggled with it when I was a kid, really struggled reading. And whereas now it's like, I love it. I love finding out new words. I love finding out new meanings. I love listening to other people's stories. I find it fascinating. I find it absolutely fascinating. And it gives you a bit of perspective. It gives you a bit of comfort. Do you think, oh, bloody hell, I'm not the only one. All these successful people. And that's obviously Nike. You know, it's one of the big, most successful companies in the world, sports-wise or whatever. And some of the like stories at the start, he was struggling. He had to borrow money off his parents. You know, he went to Japan to go and source the first trainer. That's where I'm up to now. I'm only in like the first couple of chapters. But it was unbelievable. Like listening to that, you kind of think, wow, it's blooming it. You know, this big powerful person. He's obviously smashed it, do you know what I mean? Absolutely changed the game. Literally did at one point. But he started off as a beginner. He started off where he didn't have a clue, basically. He just had a dream. He just had something where he was a bit like, I want to do that. And he kind of had an inkling or an idea. But he was just learning as he was going. And I think that's what we're all doing. It's exactly what I'm doing. It's like my dad said to me the other day, like, what's your 5 year? And there's things I want to say to him. I'd say, well, this is my 5 year plan. My 5 year plan, 5 years, I want to have my own production company where I'm making films every day or creating projects. You know, I want to be creating music. I want to have my own studio. I want to have my own house, which has a studio inside. I want to be able to travel around the world and work and do this podcast around the world and speak to inspiring people. But if I say that to my dad, he's just going to look at me like, lad, are you on crack? What are you smoking? I don't know, he might have been like, that's a great idea, right? Maybe he will, but I don't know. Maybe I'm judging my dad there. But at the same time, he's just, I know what my dad's like. But again, it's something that, that generation, it's hard to explain the power of, like, again, the power of social media. It's like my gran's like, bless her, because she doesn't have the internet or anything, she doesn't understand all the stuff I've done, because I only just show her on my phone or whatever. And when I do show her, she's like, oh, wow, like, and then, you know, when you show her things, and she's like, oh, my days, like, that's amazing, or, like, when people comment and share it and how many views it's had or something like that. She can't believe it. Like, she's absolutely blown away. And it's just that thing of like, it's great to see that reaction, because again, it just humbles me. It just keeps me with my feet on the ground and it just keeps me driving. Again, I've got tons of dreams to do. Fletcher Mustard, that's the big one. And I'm working towards it every day. Because again, I think about it every day. And it's the same if you're listening to this and there's something where you think that every day you think of something. If you think about that every day, there's a reason for that. You need to do something about it, man. And I'm going to be that person now to give you a kick up the bum. And go do it. Message me. Tell me what it is. And I'll motivate you. And I'll mention it on here. Because eventually, like, they are going to be filmed and put on YouTube. I've already spoke to my boys at the photo call. Big up them. And a studio space, be like, yo, we'll settle the camera and we'll do it. He's even one of them. He's like, oh, we'll do it in the corridor and just have it as corridor chats. And I was like, what a good idea that was. And we were just talking. We were just chatting for like 20 minutes. And again, it's those people where sometimes I get to meet people and talk and just be open with people. And that's how ideas happen. That's how things happen. It starts by talking, and then it's about doing. And as you know, with this podcast, this is how I was. Shout out to my boy Dan, DC. We were chatting when we were in work one day, because I was saying like I really want to do a podcast, and I was chatting to everyone, and it was great. Like, everyone was listening because I was telling them like a story about on set or something. And he was he recorded me. And I basically stopped talking, and then he just looked at me and he had a proper smile on his face, like, And I was like, why have you got a smile on your face? And he's like, I've just recorded everything you said then. And I was like, no way. And he was like, yeah. And he said it, he sent it to me, but I think I've lost it. But then he said, I'm sure I emailed it you. So I'm going to go through, thankfully I reminded myself of that. He's emailed it. And if he has, I'll put that on a podcast at some point. Because that'll be the first one. Not the first one's always going to be the one in the room. Because that was the one where, that's what gave me the confidence to do it and put it out there. And that's the first one on this. But that'll be the, that hopefully will show you how far I've come, how long I've been talking about it. But again, I was only just talking about it there. Weren't actually doing it. Whereas now I'm doing it, and it's the same with what about the Fletcher Moss film. I've been talking about it for bloody years. Some of my mates must be bloody sick of me by now. It's like, we get it, mate, you want to do a film about Fletcher Moss, he's a great guy. Alright, okay. Whereas other people I've not spoke to about it, or when I do talk to about it, everyone's like, mate, that is a sick idea. Do it. And then I spoke to Nick the other day, and she was like, basically got a hold of his memoirs, and she was like, I was reading them, and she was like, Jack, you have got to play him. You've got to do it. Because she knows how passionate I'm about it. And again, there's only a couple of people who I'd really talk about it. Like Amy was one of them. Like, I was showing her a couple of sets, shout out to Amy. A couple of like the scenes I want to shoot in the actual park. Shout out to my boy Wardy every time. Love you, brother. You know, I remember telling him about it time ago, and he was like, mate, why don't you just do like a documentary about it first, and then maybe get a bit of funding, and then you can do it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, this is stuff I've been talking and wanting to do for years, and I'm finally doing it now, and it's great, and it's, I'm just really happy, because that's what's took me, it's took me a long time to get to that, to be perfectly honest. It took me a long time to have the confidence to do it. And it's, but again, time is everything. And it was funny. So here we go, full circle. So I go, as I'm walking back into the kitchen, and I've gone back upstairs to my house. And then, what was it? Yeah, so I hear a little knock on the door, and to be honest, I thought it was Michaela going there.
Hi.
Oh my God, there's like the cutest kid ever has just gone past. Oh, bless her. I've put a proper smile on my face, that. Love that. This family's having a top time in the park, man. Just shows you, man. It doesn't cost anything, man. Just having a run around in the park. Don't have to have the latest and greatest thing, you just need to wrap up warm and get involved, man. That's all you need to do. So I got a knock on the door, and I thought it was Michaela being like, oh, like, you know, we're going now type of thing, because it was late, it was cracking on, to be honest. And she was like, do you remember you said the other day, like, you do some filming for us and some pictures? Because I always keep going on about it. I was like, you need to do it. And again, it's hard for her to put herself out there. Everyone will think she's dead confident and whatever, because she's been doing it for years. But again, it's hard putting yourself out there. It's really different. I'm just going in the secret garden bit at the moment. I love this bit. This is like probably one of my favourite parts, if not the favourite part of Fletcher Moss. I'll get a little video of it in here. I'll do my Sunday stroll video in here, because it's too cool. And I'm going to wrap this up with this last story eventually when I get there. Long-winded, I know, but trust me, it's worth it. And it's a knock on my door, come down. I said, yeah, wicked. So I went and got my camera, and it was great getting my camera out, because I've not got my camera out for a little while. And again, I'm always learning, loving it when I do get my camera out, because, you know, his practice makes perfect. And so I'm taking some pictures, and I end up doing like a little video on my phone, just because the camera on my phone's great. And again, it's great getting in the little angles and little movements with it. So basically, I did a little video. She did a couple of songs at the end to finish the set off. And like a minute video, something like that. And sent, you know, the other kids are going, showed her, and she was like, oh, I'm going to put this on my Insta story. And straight away I was buzzing, because I was like, wicked, man, because that's what you need to do. You need to start doing that, showing people, one, how talented you are, and two, this is cool. It's not all about being on the stage with your bright lights and when you've got all your hair and makeup done or whatever. This is where the real stuff is, behind the scenes, when it's a Thursday night where everyone's knackered and, do you know what I mean? You're just wearing your normal comfy clothes and there's no, you know what I mean? There's no bright lights or anything. It's just is what it is. And do you know what, I'm going to stand near the waterfall because it sounds beautiful. Hopefully the sound won't be too bad either. But she posted it. I put it on my story, tagged us all in it, which is, again, really important to do that. If you ever do something, because I've had it in things where, you know, people post stuff about it and then they don't even tag you in it. And I did it for time, and then you realise, like, no, because that's how people recognise you or who your work is or who you're collaborating with. And it's really important to do that, guys, guys and girls. Like, if you're fortunate enough to capture something, make sure you post it, or someone inspires you. Tag them in it, man, because you never know who's watching. And basically, what's happened is she's posted that, and some absolute, like, ridiculous, famous, really cool musician has ended up getting in touch. And I'm not going to say too much, and I'm not going to drop names, but she messaged me the next day and was like, you are not going to guess what's happened. And in my head, I was like, oh, have you got a gig off the back of it? Thinking that's a really good thing, what's happened off that video, buzzing. And then she told me this amazing musician. And like last night, we stayed up and watching it, and watching him perform. And it was just like, this is mad. And he's messaged her about collabing, and hopefully she's going to book a session with him when they come over in the next few months. And I'm absolutely buzzing for her, because one, she thoroughly deserves it, and she deserves to be playing with that calibre of person. Because again, she's been about it. She's not just a one-trick pony and been doing it for 2 minutes. And she's been doing it for years, and she works on her craft every day. Like, I've just, and that's what inspires me. And that's the big thing, really. That's the message I'm kind of getting across here, is capture these moments, because you don't realise how important they are. You know, the little things, your flaws, basically. That's what it is. The real, not things that have been edited and whatever. And obviously, like I say, the final product is the final product, and it's amazing and that. But again, I think people are cottoning on to that now, and we really want to find out what's the story behind it and the truth. And I think that's the important thing. It's the truth and your truth, and I'm finding my truth out every day. And I know for me, it's creating things and putting it out there, and even doing this is just a huge positive for me. Like, I genuinely feel really, really blessed to do it. Like, I feel really comfortable and confident now doing it. And obviously, hopefully each one will get better and better as the time goes on. Look at that. And I'm getting good now, because I realise how when I've been talking for an hour, because it's coming up to 59 minutes. So I'm going to wrap it up, because I want to try and put the track on the end of it. Right, peace and love. Shout out to the J team. Check out all the stuff on Orn. There's loads of stuff popping off at that at the moment. And there's loads of exciting news that is going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. But again, I'll love you and leave you with this track. Love yous.